An urgent appeal. Elisa Brady, Fox News. Ukraine's president telling the UN Security Council his country needs more help and that Russia must face justice for war crimes.
Show all the other potential war criminals in the world how they will be punished.
President Zelensky offering graphic detail of atrocities, accusing the Security Council of failing to ensure peace. Russia denies war crimes and says it came to Ukraine to bring peace to the eastern Donbass region, not to conquer Ukraine.
President Zelensky, I want you to know that we stand with the people of Ukraine.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield says even before the bodies found in the town of Bucha, there were reports of Ukrainians being taken to filtration camps, passports and cell phones taken away, families separated, and thousands forced to relocate to Russia.
I do not need to spell out what these so-called filtration camps are reminiscent of. It's chilling, and we cannot look away.
The U.S. and others making the case for Russia to be removed from the U.N.'s Human Rights Council. Former first daughter Ivanka Trump answering questions today for the House committee probing the Capitol riot after her husband, a former senior White House advisor, was interviewed for several hours, also voluntarily last week.
Lawmakers on the panel say they're trying to learn about events inside the White House before and during the Capitol breach last year. This week, the full House is expected to refer former administration officials Dan Scavino and Peter Navarro for contempt of Congress charges for failing to comply with subpoenas.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Tiger Woods will play the Masters, just announcing he feels well enough to play to win in his first major event since severe leg injuries in a car crash last year. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A man accused of attacks on Asian women in New York City is indicted on hate crime charges.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office says Stephen Zients is charged with 6 felony counts of third-degree assault as a hate crime and 7 counts of second-degree aggravated harassment, which is a misdemeanor hate crime. They say that Zients, during a 3-hour span, ambushed 7 Asian women in separate attacks, hitting some from behind and knocking one woman unconscious. She was treated for a concussion. He was arrested when employees of the New York Public Library recognized him and called police.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. A school shooting in Pennsylvania. Officials say it happened at Erie High School this morning. One person injured in good condition, and someone is in custody, but they haven't confirmed other details yet. A second suspect arrested in connection with the weekend shooting that killed 6 people and wounded 12 in California. Sacramento police say 27-year-old Smiley Martin was seriously injured in the gunfire and remains hospitalized, but will face firearms charges. He's the brother of the first suspect, and neither one is accused of homicide. So a search for the shooters continues. A baby's murder in Ohio nearly 3 decades ago is solved.
In March of 1993, the body of a newborn was found alongside a rural road in Geauga County, Ohio, east of Cleveland. Police determined the baby boy had been wrapped in a garbage bag and dumped in the woods where animals preyed on it. Unable to find the baby's mother, the community came together and gave the child a proper burial. In 2018, detectives turned to DNA. A year later, identifying Gail Eastwood Ritchie as the baby's mother. Monday night, a jury convicted her of murder more than 29 years after she gave birth. She could face 15 years to life in prison. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Stocks turning lower. The Dow's down 86 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.